USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protesters clashed with police for a second night following the fatal shooting of a black man during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Police said Monday that the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a struggle with police was accidental, as the officer involved mistakenly drew her handgun instead of her taser. The officer involved in the shooting has been identified as Officer Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center Police Department. She's been placed on administrative leave. Hundreds gathered Monday night outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department. Protesters reportedly threw bottles, fireworks, bricks, and other projectiles at police officers. Multiple dispersal orders were given, with police eventually using tear gas and pepper balls to disperse the crowd. And President Biden is expected to name former senior Pentagon official Christine Warmoth to become Army Secretary. If confirmed, Warmoth would be the first female to lead the Army. She also previously served as Under Secretary of Defense for Policy under former President Obama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden sat down with Republican lawmakers Monday to try to sell his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Tim Berg has more details.
President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Monday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on why the meeting is taking place.
I mean, the whole point of this meeting is to try to get Republicans to vote for the bill.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of questions. The door's open. It's heavy, but the door's open.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And the government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by next year. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and residents. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One person is dead and a police officer wounded after a shooting at a Tennessee high school. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch says that police responded to a call of a possibly armed male at Austin East High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Upon arrival, officers located the individual in the school in a restroom. They ordered him out, but he refused to comply. As officers entered the space, the subject reportedly fired shots, striking an officer. One officer returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene and has since been identified as a student at Austin East.
The officer wounded in the shooting was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The La Soufriere volcano erupted again on Monday, spewing more ash on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent. More than 16,000 people have been evacuated from the areas around the mountain since the first eruption last Friday. The Deputy Prime Minister for St. Vincent and the Grenadines says that the damage on the northeast side of the island is extensive, with many farms in the area completely destroyed. And New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman announced his retirement Monday from the NFL. Edelman won 3 Super Bowls and was the most valuable player of Super Bowl 53 during his 12-year career. Spending his entire career with New England, he ranks second all-time with 118 postseason catches, behind only Jerry Rice. Edelman was limited to just 6 games last season because of a knee injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.